Welcome to this interview by Project Cargo Weekly. And our special guest of honor today is Mr. Nikolai Bochilov, the executive chairman of the Unimasters Logistics Group. First of all, welcome, Nikolai.
Thank you so much, Bo. It's a real pleasure to speak to you. It's been quite a while since we spoke last, so I hope you had a good and safe time in Sweden and traveling elsewhere.
Thank you very much. Yes, good to see you as well. As you know, most of my interviews always start off by me asking the interviewee about their background in shipping. So could you let our viewers know a little bit about your history, how you got into shipping in the first place and how you became the big boss at Unimasters, please?
I would gladly do that. I have spent almost 46, 47 years in shipping related business. Mm-hmm. Let's come back to the beginning. So I have graduated from the Naval Academy in Varna in 1974.
Okay.
Then I spent 5 years at sea as ship's officer, came up to a chief officer. Then in 1979, I was offered a job in the company management, starting the new marketing department of Navi Bulgar, which was the state-owned shipping company.
Oh, yes.
Then after a year, I was given another task to organize the National Container Service, and I became general manager of Bulcon Container Service, which was the first maritime shipping service of Navi Bulgar, the Bulgarian state shipping company, mm-hmm. From Black Sea, Eastern Mediterranean to North Continent and the UK. Mm-hmm. So I was running this service for 5 years until 85. And then I decided to go back to sea, where I have spent another 5 years, took my master's ticket. And in early 1990, when the Berlin Wall went down, I already wanted to establish my own business because the circumstances changed and the private business was possible.
Yeah.
In the former communist company country. And this is when I have founded the Unimasters Logistics, which started initially as a shipping, a liner shipping agency, and then evolved into a group of 7-8 companies covering almost the full range of supply chain services in the supply chain.
Okay, that's a very interesting history, and you certainly have the, let's say, the hands-on. I mean, you've been sailing for a number of years. That already means that you know what a ship is, actually, not only talking about it.
I have been 10 years at sea, so I think I know quite a bit about shipping.
That's
and
really
then spending 16 years on the ship owning side, and then spending another 31 years on the freight forwarding and shipping agency side. So it's been covering different aspects of this interesting profession, which is really quite exciting.
Yeah, fully agree. There's no better business. One question that comes to mind, Unimasters, can you elaborate on the organization of Unimasters in 2021? Where do you have your main office? Where do you have your branches and offices located at the moment?
Okay, we're covering with our own offices three countries. So the main office is in Bulgaria, and then mm-hmm. we have also an office in Romania and in Hungary. Mm-hmm. I would say we operate as one single team covering all these three countries, although we have our employees based in all these three countries. And the global coverage is done through partnership with our agency networks and our partners, you know, like CLC, which are covering most of the countries globally. Mm-hmm. So I think we have a full range of services. In Bulgaria, including from project forwarding up to 3PL and 4PL businesses, generally freight forwarding by sea, land, and air. So I would say the same services are offered also in Romania and also in Hungary. So
Okay. You
can consider us as a team that is covering all these three countries through our own network.
Okay, very good. Yeah, the Black Sea region, even most people know, they've heard about the Black Sea, but they don't know much about, let's say, shipping-wise, the Black Sea. Can you tell our viewers a little bit about the ports in the Black Sea that are normally used and location there? You mentioned, of course, you are neighboring to Romania, but there are quite a few important countries around the Black Sea. Can you tell our viewers about your area?
Okay. As you know, Black Sea is a closed sea, more or less. Not more or less, it's actually very closed. So there are countries that are shipping through Black Sea if you're starting from the bottom. So Turkey, of course, is part of the Black Sea, then Bulgaria, Romania. Then we have Ukraine and Russia. So, mm-hmm. so these are, and Georgia, sorry, I forgot Georgia, which is quite a growing place.
Okay.
I think Georgia is becoming also, it's quite an interesting transit for the Caucasus.
Oh, yes.
And also right, moving right. into Azerbaijan. So okay. generally the biggest traffic goes to Ukraine and Russia, being one of the most populated countries. Romania is becoming, is having one of the best container terminals in the Black Sea okay. since Constanța was developed and given on a concession basis to Dubai Port World. And since then, I would say Bulgaria is covering this through Varna and Burgas, which are the main seaports.
Okay.
But I have to make also a note that we use also Thessaloniki as a natural gateway for import cargoes for Bulgaria because it's much closer to the capital city and to the western part of Bulgaria than, for example, Varna and Burgas.
Okay.
So this is quite important for partners that would like to ship into western part of Bulgaria or into the capital city. Right. So just to give you an idea, the distance between Port of Thessaloniki and Sofia is approximately 330 kilometers, while to Burgas is 400 and to Varna is 460. So it gives a very strategic gateway, becoming very strategic gateway for Bulgaria for years.
Okay. And the cooperation with the Greeks and the EU and all that, no problem. You are both EU countries, so...
Absolutely no problem at all.
No headaches.
From time to time, there are strikes, but we haven't seen strikes long time ago.
yeah,
since the port of Thessaloniki was privatized,
right.
the things started to change. And we have seen also a lot of positive changes.
Right.
Last week, we saw the first Costco train rail service from Piraeus going into Sofia.
Oh,
and
wow.
some months ago, we have witnessed also a Port of Thessaloniki starting rail service from Port of Thessaloniki to Sofia too. So
wow.
new container rail railing services available already from Greece. And as you know, for Greece has become a gateway for Costco in Eastern Mediterranean.
Correct. Yes, they. I think they actually de facto run the port and made sizable investments there. So that's very interesting. Nikolai, one thing I also would like to ask, I believe that your Romanian office has also been successful handling and is still handling projects on the Danube, the Donau, right?
I mean, absolutely, yes. So we move the cargo which originates in on the Danube, either in Hungary or in Austria, or in the upper part, which is Germany and Switzerland.
Okay.
It's delivered by barge to the port of Constanza.
Okay.
And then
okay.
it's reloaded either on a break bulk ships, or if you remember well, we have done one very successful project in the past, but we
yes.
loaded the break bulk on top of a container vessel.
Correct.
And it yes. was delivered to China quite successfully.
Yes, that's true. It's now I think it's important for our viewers to understand that you, besides Bulgaria alone, you do offer some interesting inland options via Bulgarian and Romanian ports. And it's not if you sit in Asia, you don't necessarily know this. So it's good we get it out. You also can do Serbia via Constanza, right? Or is it?
Yes, that can be done by barge, okay. which is one of the possibilities. It okay. can be done also by rail, but I would strongly suggest barging. There is a regular barging connection
okay.
Up to Serbia, so this is also a possibility.
Okay. May I ask, on the Black Sea, are there services, let's say that Porti in Georgia is a well-known port, would there be services across the Black Sea, also internally between the countries around the Black Sea?
Yeah, there is a... Roro service from Bulgaria, from Burgas, going okay. into Georgia.
Okay.
There is also another ferry service that links Constanza and Georgia.
Okay.
And also there is a ferry service that links Bulgaria with Russia, Port of Novorossiysk, etc., etc. The ferry service, the train ferry, which was running for almost, I would say, 5 decades between Bulgaria and Ukraine, stopped some time ago. So there is no longer a rail ferry between Bulgaria and Ukraine, but I think there is a break bulk service from time to time that is covering this destination.
Okay, so that means Unimasters, you offer the whole package. You are freight forwarders, you are project forwarders, you are also shipping agents. You can, if a ship owner comes into the Black Sea with a vessel, you can do the ship's clearance and husbandry. You can take care of the vessel. You can secure cargo for the vessel. Basically, you can do it all in the Black Sea and beyond, right?
Yes, we have also partners in the other ports of Black Sea, in Georgia, in Russia, in Ukraine. So if necessary, we can recommend these agents also to for owners that are interested to go there.
Yeah.
Besides covering by our own offices, Romania and Bulgaria.
Okay. That's certainly interesting too. How would you say that I should almost say a bloody COVID situation, has it affected your business as well in the Black Sea?
Last year has been quite difficult in terms of decrease of traffic. I think we have lost naturally quite a lot of traffic coming in because the production has stopped.
Yes.
Both in Bulgaria and in Romania. So they have been decreased by, I would say, 15 to 20% of the inbound cargo,
okay,
which was quite substantial. Also on the air freight side, as you're aware that the passenger aircraft stopped flying.
Yeah.
So half of the cargo being moved by passenger aircraft, that also affected quite a lot the import of air cargo. But we continue to do business via Frankfurt Airport and some major airports serving our customers. At the expense of this inbound cargo, which was mainly containerized and air freight, we have, however, developed a strong e-commerce business.
Okay.
And we have done a lot of e-fulfillment and also local deliveries, courier shipments. So that has compensated to a certain extent the business which we lost.
Okay.
So I would say in 2020, we have 85% increase in the express shipments and in the courier business, which was quite good.
That's really quite impressive. Turning to the country of Bulgaria, it's also not a country that's always in the news. We don't hear much about it, which I suppose no news is good news. How is the situation in your country today from a business and political standpoint? Is it you are living in a stable country and business is humming along? What can you tell us about Bulgaria?
I would say politically wise, we're moving into another election. So we had election just a month ago,
okay,
on the 4th of April, but the parliament is hung at the moment, hanging on several parties, so they cannot constitute a new government. So we're probably moving into next elections in the next couple of months.
Okay.
So it will be a caretaker government appointed by the president. Otherwise, I would say the situation is stable. The decrease of economic activity has been rather mild. I would say in the area of 10 to 15%. So nothing dramatic has happened during COVID. The only situation is that the vaccination speed is not that that high. And I think we're last in the European Union with the vaccination campaign. But hopefully in the next months to come, the things are going to improve.
Yeah.
So for the safety of our people, we have worked 50-50, 50% in the offices and 50% from home. So we rotate our people and keep them safe, to keep them safe all the time. But that has not affected our operations in the deliveries and also in the warehouses we operate. So everything's been rather smooth.
Okay, very good to hear. From another business perspective, I have a question concerning overseas investments. Do you see any particular overseas investments in your region, Romania, Bulgaria? Is there a lot of Chinese, Korean or Japanese investment where you are for production? Or tell us a little bit about that.
Not really. I would say that during the last couple of years, there have been substantial drop in investments in these countries. With one exception in Romania, when a Ford has opened a new plant,
Right.
And it's going to build a new plant in Craiova. And this, as you know, Romania is becoming a substantial automotive player. They they have developed a number of production facilities. Dacia is a major, already part of Renault, and I would say quite an interesting market. It's already selling successfully all over the world. So the production is going up quite successfully. Pirelli is producing tires, and not only Pirelli, but also some other guys there. This production is also going up. So Romania has been in the center of developing the automotive industry, but during the COVID situation, as you know, the automotive has suffered quite substantially. Right. So they had closed down for several weeks, between 3 and 6 weeks, most of the factories have been closed, but now they're full in operation and the things are moving into the right direction. Okay. So we hope that not, but probably next year, there would be certain recovery in investments. How far they will go, it remains to be seen, but this is the situation all over Europe. So
we have to live with it, I guess. A final question, or one of the final questions here, is relationship to Turkey, between Bulgaria and Turkey, or let's say Turkey is also a huge country between Asia and Europe, strategically located. How would you say, from a business standpoint and political standpoint, is the relationship good between Bulgaria and Turkey?
I would say excellent. We always had excellent relationships between these countries. And it doesn't matter what the political situation was, either in Bulgaria or in Turkey, with a few exceptions last century, when we had, you know, several years of tension, based on political tension between the communist power here and also the Turkish government. Right. But I would say in the last 30 years, I haven't witnessed any problem with doing business with Turkey. On the opposite. Okay. There are plenty of Turkish investments in Bulgaria.
Okay.
And there is also quite a lot of traffic moving between these two countries. So I would say this is an excellent possibility for business.
Okay. Yeah, you certainly have opened my eyes to the region where you are located. And I think many of our viewers who, let's say, hear little about the Black Sea region will probably listen with interest to the things you've had to say. I want to say finally here, Nikolai, many, many thanks for being very clear.
I think you froze.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I can't hear you anymore, Bo. Can you hear me now?
Can you? Yes, I hear you fine. So that's okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. Yes.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, sometime, I don't know, is the weather outside frozen? It could be infecting on the internet, who knows? Anyway, now, but I want to say, Nikolai, many, many thanks to you for providing clear, crisp, and solid answers. Thanks for joining this interview.
It's always a pleasure. I have enjoyed being part of the Project Weekly as part of the CLC for a number of years. And we will continue to do so and continue to provide whatever information and support is necessary for our partners and also for the network. Thank you very much. Nice talking to you both too.
Thank you, Nikolai. And to all our viewers around the world, in spite of my recent freeze here online, it was not a police officer who said freeze, but it was the internet who said freeze. So I want to say this was an exclusive interview with Mr. Nikolai Bocilov of Unimasters in Bulgaria, and who certainly told us a story about the solutions they can do in the Black Sea and beyond region. So thank you to him, and please stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Unimasters is a supply chain management company for the digital age that can make any logistics project happen, thrive, and prosper. To put it simply, we provide logistics as a service for the new service economy. Whether it's ocean, air, rail, or road, our flexible plug-and-play solutions and service mindset position us as a market leader and innovator in the modern logistics industry.
It is no surprise that we have been ranked 2 times as business super brand and a national champion for customer experience.
We do our utmost to provide added value through seamless movement of goods.
As part of the omnichannel world, we want to be the first telepathic LSP, anticipating customer needs in advance.
In today's business, in whatever field that we work in, the expectations of the clients are dramatically changing. We believe whereby we can move faster if we're working with people that share the same mentality as us.
Our company is importer and distributor of fast-moving consumer goods. The customer experience category is of utmost importance for our company because our clients are the customers of both businesses. Since we use the services of Unimasters Logistics, we have increased our car park with 30% and our network distribution with almost 100%.
We work with Unimasters since the beginning, which means more than 8 years. They are also helping us to integrate a joint order processing solution that will help us save a lot of time.
Being customer focused is the base for really being a strategic partner for customers, not just getting more pallets to be moved from A to B. That's not the point, right? And I'm pretty sure you won't find not a second company which is doing this exactly in that way with how Unimasters is doing it.
At Unimasters, we cooperate with plenty of startups from around the globe in order to provide a seamless, personalized experience to our customers. Our customer portal, MyUnimasters, enables users to track shipments, orders, and attain key metrics for their business, providing an easy-to-use platform for customers, employees, and vendors.
Our human-centric vision 2025 to become the next generation customer adaptive enterprise motivates us to get the best people for the job, as technology is most beneficial in the hands of the right people. Despite Unimasters' accomplishments to date, we still see ourselves as an evolving company with the drive and vision to shape the logistics industry for the better.